Listen up, Road Warriors. I have got to tell you about this book I just finished, Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher. I truly didn't know a romance starring a demon hero could be so cozy.
Okay, I actually did know that, but it's not a competition. Guys, Guardian Demon is the ultimate forbidden romance novel, but it still keeps it upbeat and fun. And it's giving major star-crossed lovers vibes, which we famously love.
Totally. The grumpy sunshine trope is becoming one of my faves. I could not put this book down. My phone was literally on Do Not Disturb all weekend thanks to this New York Times bestseller.
So if you want to be a well-read hottie like us, then grab your copy of Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher. It's available wherever books are sold in print and in ebook, but the Gorge Deluxe first printing is only available for a limited time. So run, don't walk. Hello and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
I am Phoebe.
And I am Caroline, and we are finally back with your regularly scheduled programming with season 3, episode 4 of Pretty Little Liars. Don't know what it's called.
I actually don't either. We don't even have the episode pulled up yet. Normally,
we have it pulled up. We're just like, go with the flow.
Literally
like,
so
chillaxing.
Lax.
We're just like, oh, laissez-faire kind of vibes over here.
Yeah.
As usual.
Well,
I'm like always like that. I'm like, whatever.
Right.
I'm like
Caroline in that vibe.
I'm cool. Whatever you think is fine. Whatever you want for dinner. Absolutely. You want to go to bed? Me too. I'm a night owl. I would never want to go to bed early.
I would never want to go to bed.
I'm just such a follower.
Yeah, you always have been.
That's like something about me. I'm a follower, which I think is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So you haven't said anything about my dress today.
Caroline's in a wedding dress.
I also think I kind of look like the Messiah.
Holy shit.
It is that style of dress.
Wait, Caroline kills me though.
I know.
Because she just sometimes like puts, okay, did you just get up into a twirl? I've
seen
it.
I wanted to show you how it is like that.
I saw the dress earlier.
So then you agree?
I mean, I don't think you
agree. You agree.
Oh yeah, sure. Sometimes Caroline just puts on her wedding dress and wears it out.
No, I don't know. I don't even think I have it
in my
house.
To the grocery store? No, it's in our garage right now.
Perfect place for it.
Dad the other day comes upstairs and like all of my college stuff that I've yet to go through is sitting there. He unpacked the car. He knows that that's what it is. Stuff that mom needs is there. Your literal wedding dress is there. And he goes, so that pile of stuff in the garage, is that all Goodwill? I can just take that when I go to Goodwill this week. And mom was like, Chris.
He loves doing that.
He loves Goodwill.
But does he really go that much?
When he can. When mom has stuff that she'll let him take.
Mm. I need to go to Goodwill with a U-Haul.
Oh. Cool.
Well, we saw Lizzo last night.
Yeah, we had the time of our lives.
Keep you guys updated on the Lizzo Chronicles. Phoebe got pretty drunk and was like asking people for their Instagram handles and saying like, let's meet up at Taylor Swift. What do you hope the secret songs will be? All kind. What are you wearing? Do you have your outfit picked out? All kinds of things. I was like, Phoebe, remember how I said Phoebe is famously not friendly? When she's drunk, she's too friendly. I was like, let's go. You're annoying me.
So much fun. I had a blast.
I was like, this conversation is going on too long. It's past the point of like small talk. Now it's like a full-on conversation.
So?
What if they didn't want to have a conversation with
you? He did. I could tell.
All of them?
The man with the beard.
Okay, so you agree there were people that didn't?
I don't really remember.
Oh! You know what Phoebe also didn't remember? At one point, Phoebe is dancing her little tushy off during the concert, and I look over, and she goes, me on Broadway, as she's, like, doing a dance move. And I, like, burst out laughing.
Oh, wait. It's coming back to me because I was doing a TikTok dance.
Okay.
That I learned from the people that I work with in Nashville. They, like, would always do it during work, and they taught me how to do it. And they so, there was one day where I worked in the morning, and they taught me how to do it, and it was really slow. So we were just, like, literally doing it all morning, and then I went out that night, and it was all of a sudden that's the only thing I knew how to do.
Wow.
Was just that TikTok dance. So that's why I said that, because I started doing the TikTok dance, and then I was like, me on Broadway.
Yes. the miscommunication came in for me at the word Broadway.
Right.
Because Phoebe and I each own our own versions of Broadway. Mine is showbiz and Phoebe's is nightlife. And that pretty much says all you need to know about us. Anyway, Phoebe's like me on Broadway and I'm like, oh my God, she's like, and she's dancing. So it makes sense. I was like, oh my God, she's like pretending she's dancing. And I'm like laughing and she's like, why are you laughing so hard? Like, and I was like, cause it's just so funny. Like you on Broadway, like what show? And you're like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh my God. I thought you were talking about my Broadway. Right. And then Phoebe was talking, and then she's like, me and In the Heights, the first musical she thought of. Hilarious. ever heard of Annie? Put a pin in that, by the way. Anyway, I thought that was very funny. She meant her Broadway.
Yeah, I had so much fun.
It was a blast.
My voice has kind of come back to me at this point in time, but for most of the day, I like went to go order Starbucks today for mom, and I got up to the window because I had to wait in line for a little bit, and I was like, I could not get my words out.
Phoebe thinks she's Kim Kardashian. She will not get out of her car to go to a Starbucks.
Mm-mm.
She will not.
No.
The drive-thru to Starbucks, by the way, is like 15-minute drive.
It's not 15 minutes away, but I do have to pass a Starbucks to get there.
There's a 3-minute drive to a Starbucks right by our house, on either side of our house.
Uh-huh.
And Phoebe chooses to, this economy.
I also kind of like the routine of it. I don't get to drive when I'm in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So I like having a little, and especially like pandemic times when the Starbucks opened again. Like
driving was everything.
I would literally be like, oh, I'm going to go get a coffee. And I'd be gone for like an hour because I would drive to that Starbucks. There'd be a line inevitably.
Yeah.
And I would like either get to listen to podcasts or just like enjoy my own company without being questioned.
Maybe enjoy my own company, the company I most prefer,
my own.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had a blast. What was your favorite song?
Maybe Juice.
Yeah. Oh, I love
or I don't know. I liked The Sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked To Be Loved or whatever.
Am yes, I ready? I love that song.
And okay, the dancers.
Incredible.
Were so good and they were having so much fun. Like just watching their faces. Like, and I didn't realize, I never watched the show, the Big Girls like casting show. Did you?
I only saw them win that award.
Now I want to watch it. Yeah. Oh yeah, because she won an Emmy. But that's what they're all from. But there's some drama because I was like looking at all their Instagrams last night and I got to one and it was like this girl saying that she had just gotten like let go like unexpectedly. And then like two other girls also posted it and people were commenting like, I'm so mad. Like you're my favorite. I was so excited to see you because they had watched the show and they're like, some people were like, well, it's just customary. They're like casting new people all the time. But these girls were like, there was shade. They were like, that's not what this was. And like one of them posted like a picture of a text from her mom that was like, they're going to get what's coming. Like what? Like it's so there's drama. And now I'm dying to know.
You got to get on a subreddit.
Girl, just give me a freaking 30 seconds. I need to watch the show and then do that.
Yeah. Speaking of subreddit, kind of. Des Moines posted, I believe yesterday. I sent it to you. You didn't answer. Kim Kardashian.
Oh, I had already seen it. And Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
I don't think so.
Will that not make you absolutely wrecked?
I really don't see it happening for some reason.
I hope not.
But it would be a complete 180, you know.
Which she's been doing.
Which she might also want. She might want someone who, like, has kids and like, but that not but that like, he's like a freaking family man.
That's also what I'm saying. Like, is he, I know that he just got divorced and like he does have a family, but he got divorced because he chose his career over his fucking career that should be over soon. He is getting up there. Just retire.
Like he's literally, he's old. Like the boy who cried wolf. Stop it.
And apparently he's going back to the Patriots.
Just, you know what? Say what you mean or shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's a good just life lesson in general. Say what you mean or shut the fuck up.
It's like, so like I hope that when he actually retires, he's gotten his pomp and circumstance.
Yeah.
Like he had the big goodbye.
Like, I don't know. He's like cheating.
I also no, just like
Classic Tom Brady.
Yeah, literally. Deflategate. Never forget.
Never forget.
He also just like looks like a 12-year-old boy in a 45-year-old man's body. And he also kisses body. His
children on the mouth with tongue.
Ew, what? It makes me ill.
And his kid's like 15.
He's so fucking gross. Clearly, we don't like Tom Brady. Yeah. And if you do...
One night, I came home from school and I was like, the Patriots are playing the Steelers. Dad's from Boston. Like,
you thought it was going to be this like...
And I was like, hey, Dad, I'm rooting for the Patriots tonight. And he goes, do you want to sleep in the fucking shed? He didn't say fucking, but he did say, do you want to sleep in the shed? And I was like, okay, fine, goalers. So, yeah.
Wow. Caroline was almost a traitor.
I just was doing it for the plot, for the memoir.
Right.
So Phoebe, you're on dream nightmare. Well, nope. You're just on dream blunt rotation. you're on dream nightmare blunt rotation.
All right. Number one is my diploma.
Ooh, girl, same.
Okay, Caroline just had to steal my thunder.
Sorry, but guys, there was like a travesty with my diploma.
Guys, I literally just graduated college and Caroline had to get her diploma this week.
Literally. So I didn't.
All right, let's just talk about it though.
I'm just saying, like, I have 5 million addresses and it got returned. Caroline
has 5 million homes.
Well, there's the house that in Charleston. And then there was the apartment I lived in. Then there was our house. Then there was this current home. There's a bunch. So it got mailed and then it got returned to sender and it's just been sitting at CFC for years. And Anthony finally reached out to the registrar and was like, hey, can we get that? And they're like, oh yeah, what's your address? It got returned to sender. So he's having it framed for me right now. So I literally just got my college. I mean, I didn't just earned it years ago.
Right.
But just received it in the mail. Right. So good job. Congratulations to me and Phoebe. No, just kidding. Love that.
My diploma is on my rotation because she's got a lot to say, I'm sure, but also she deserves it.
My diploma is on my rotation because she's got a lot to say, I'm sure.
Don't be a bitch all the time.
I'm not. How dare you?
And then
don't be a bitch. Don't be a baby.
I'm just a baby.
I can pay them blocks. That is my favorite freaking thing to say.
I don't have any money. I'm just a baby.
I can pay them blocks. Addie and I always say that. That is such a good pilot episode.
It's so funny.
It's so funny. I've been on such a Broad City kick.
The fact that they have Fred Armisen in that.
I know, just for literally just that one episode in a diaper.
Blocks.
He does a lot. They have an incredible lineup. They have like literally Hillary Clinton was on the show once.
Insane.
It's wild. Whoopi Goldberg, second, like it's crazy.
Second is Molly the dog, Molly Hines.
Oh.
Because you posted that picture of her.
Oh my God.
And I just am obsessed
with
her.
Did I post that picture on the podcast story or my own?
I can't remember.
If I posted on the podcast story and you saw it, it's that little dog that looks like she's not real.
She's like 3 pounds. She's actually 5.8 pounds. And the vet said, you need to cut back on food.
No way.
Yeah, they're like, she needs to lose the 0.8.
Oh my God.
Literally,
maybe that's just, insane.
Maybe just let her live.
That's like so unhealthy. Listen,
this dog
that's
has
so
lived,
unhealthy.
This dog has lived a life no one can imagine.
No, truly.
She was found covered in garbage under a car.
Not just garbage. Garbage, dirt, mud, tar, and blood.
Blood. And she was alive.
And she's that small. She's tiny.
What did she kill?
What did she kill?
Who?
She said, it's kill or be killed on these streets. And I don't want to talk about what I've done in my past life.
The first time she met, did she get to meet Elvis? I feel like she did.
No.
Well, when she met Snoop for the first time, mm-hmm. Snoop has never been more scared in his whole
life.
And
Snoop has been, like, very scared very many times.
But this was, like, well, honestly, even one time they brought Molly to the beach.
She scared you.
And
Phoebe ran away from her.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Phoebe, you could literally just step on her and call it self-defense.
No, but I don't think that she'd take it. She would, like, bite you.
She'd, like, bite through your foot literally. And come out on the other side. You're like...
I like went to go like say hi to her and she
how dare she
paused and she whipped around and
she's like, what did you fucking say? She said, hi, Molly. Who do you think you are?
Call me Miss.
Yeah. Do not address me in public.
She whipped around. She started, but she has this horrible bark. A beautiful bark, but horrible.
Phoebe's talking a lot of shit for someone who's on her dream nightmare blonde.
Well, she is. I think she'd be so fucking funny.
She's done. She's a nightmare dressed like a daydream. She actually, that little line was written about her. Yeah. Molly Hines is a nightmare dressed as a daydream. And Caroline is going to love this.
Yes. And then lastly, Diana Agron.
Mm.
Because if you didn't see.
She said, I'm back.
The Rolling Stone interview. First of all, I just love her. But the interview. Rolling Stone once again.
A bit weird.
Like,
does Rolling Stone own the rights to Gaylor?
What does Rolling Stone have on Taylor Swift that they can just print shit like this literally all the time?
I'm just picturing Tree looking at it every morning like, again. Because she's powerless. She's like, nothing we can do. And Taylor's like, seriously, there's nothing we can do? She's like, Taylor, no. Remember? And Taylor's like, okay, sorry, I won't bring it up again.
Taylor's like, they already think
okay,
I'm
sorry. Tree's like, if you didn't do something to give them collateral, we wouldn't be in the situation.
Taylor's sobbing.
Literally.
I mean, I feel like she's like, at this point, the whole world thinks I'm dating Maddie Healy. What do we have to
lose?
For
a second, I thought you were talking as you, Phoebe.
Oh.
The whole world thinks I'm dating Maddie Healy. I was like, oh yeah, the whole world thinks that.
No.
Everyone's talking about is Phoebe. No, Maddie Healy can't be dating Taylor Swift because Maddie Healy's dating Phoebe Cottle.
Oh my God, spread it.
And they're meant to be.
Spread it. My mom's worst nightmare is one of us dating Maddie Healy.
Because she can't understand. It's felt like chocolate.
She goes
in
gonna
the boyfriend anyway.
She goes in the pig Latin band.
Yeah. We never could understand them before.
We never could.
We never could.
But if you didn't see it, there was a Rolling Stone interview where Diana Agron's like, she's back, I guess, doing roles. Unfortunately for Diana, everybody's only talking about the end of the article now. I don't even remember what the rest of the article was about.
And she had to know that.
And they asked her if 22 was inspired by her. And she was like, I don't know. That would be so cool if it were. And then they were like, well, people thought that you two were like, they shipped you two together. And she goes, shipped? Girl, you were on Glee. That show invented that.
Yeah.
Don't play dumb.
Well, and also, as if she, you don't know.
Yeah, come on.
Do you live under a rock?
She, if anybody does, it's her.
If anybody on this earth lives under a rock, it's Diana Agron. Hang on, I need to turn the light on outside.
Okay. Caroline ordered Fridays.
Don't tell anyone. Seriously, cut it.
Okay, I can't cut it right now, but I will.
Nice. Are you ready for mine?
Yeah, let's hear it. Can I guess one of them?
You're never going to, but go for it.
I think Annie the Orphan is on there.
Oh, I did drop a hint. I dropped a little breadcrumb.
An Easter egg?
A little Easter egg breadcrumb, if you will. Where I said, put a pin in that one. I said, ever heard of Annie? So number one on my Nightmare Blonde rotation is Little Orphan Annie. Listen.
Okay, Caroline is in her Easy Street cosplay over here.
Easy Street. Yeah, I would be Hannigan for sure. Or, I really want to play Lily St. Regis before it's too late.
Yeah, you'd be good at both.
I know. Anyway.
Okay.
So here's the deal. I think Annie is so annoying. Like, you want to know why you aren't being adopted? It's because you're intolerable. You're always causing trouble. Always. And you're like, I'm in charge. I run this joint. And you're like always trying to like fight people.
Right.
I'm sorry. Pepper gets a really bad rap, but I think Annie's a little shit stirrer.
I agree.
She's like, all of you guys have to help me escape and fuck y'all.
Yeah.
That's what she, I mean.
I'm not helping you guys
no
get
adopted.
No wonder
Pepper doesn't fucking like you, bitch. Because you're like, no. I know you're older than me and like you have less of a chance of being adopted. But like, yeah, me. When Mr. Bundles gets in here, I'm outie. And if you do anything about that to jeopardize that, I'm going to fuck you up. Is basically what Annie says. Then she like is so annoying in the Warbucks mansion.
Oh my God.
She's literally like, what? I've never seen a tennis racket before. Like, yes, you have. You have. I think I'm gonna like it here. It's like,
also, let's just
of
talk
course
about
you
this.
Are. You're in a mansion.
You walk into the fucking Oval Office and think that they want to hear you sing?
Oh my God. You go up to our president in a wheelchair, by the way, and you're like, can my orphans come to the White House for Christmas?
And suddenly she's British.
Can my buddies come? And they're like, you have friends? You've never mentioned them before because you're selfish. They're like, Annie, is there anyone you want to bring here? She's like, no. Oh, that's not true. That didn't happen. But she's just, I just think she's like also a pick me.
Yeah, for sure.
And like calling Sandy, like her first impression of Sandy was, dumb dog, why are you following me? I'm not going to feed you. She's mean to the dog.
Mm-hmm. And they were supposed to think that they're pals.
Yes.
But
she's like kind of rude and like demanding.
Apparently.
Like Mr. Okay, Daddy Warbucks like has a job.
Yeah.
He's a powerful man. He is on a first name basis with the president. He doesn't have time to like take you to the movies every night.
And frankly, like you going from being a literal orphan to having a parent.
Yeah.
Choose your battles.
Just be grateful that you're even there. You'd be like, what? You're not coming to the pictures too? What? You don't want to take me swimming? Like, no. It's between the hours of 9 to 5. So anyway.
Did you hear that there was a high school that did it, or maybe a middle school that did a production of Annie, and at the end of the show, like at the very end when they're celebrating, everybody's in the mansion, the lights go off, there's a set change, and then Annie wakes up in the orphanage.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
Bummer of a dream. Real bummer.
And kind of a, like, I feel like people go to see Annie and they're like, it'll be kind of up, even though it's annoying, it has an uplifting ending. But yeah. She's getting like splapped.
Well, it's also like you right just have to down. Listen to a child actor like wail. Damn that up! You listen to that.
So fucking annoying.
So anyway.
Mimi, I'm going to send you just this clip of the podcast because I know you don't listen, but I want you to know how both of us feel about Annie.
Yeah, so Little Orphan Annie, see you in the nightmare, blunt rotation. Next up, Becca from Pitch Perfect.
Wow.
Who's more actually, I know pick me is like my word of the day, addicted to it, but who is more of a pick me, Aria Montgomery or Becca from Pitch Perfect?
Are we talking Becca pre-meeting Chloe?
We're talking Becca like the pretty much the whole movie.
But I
she's
feel like
even annoying at the end.
When she met Chloe, she got a lot better.
Yeah, but she's still annoying. She's still like, I'm like way cooler than everybody here.
That's true, I guess. Yeah.
And like literally like there's a part where she's like taking over. She's going to help the Bellas like get back on track. And they go to practice a song. She's like, okay, guys, like somebody say a song. And Anna Camp goes, Just the Way You Are, Bruno Mars. And Anna Kendrick like looks at her and is like, okay. And like then it's like, doo, 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 doo. But I'm like, what was that necessary? The like shit, open up.
Open up.
I'm like, was that necessary? The shitty like little glance and look about Just the Way You Are. Like you asked, if you wanted to choose a song, you shouldn't have asked them to suggest one. So yeah, I just think she's like so annoying. Isn't, and her makeup doesn't look great.
Oh, the eyeliner.
And like the whole thing, like everyone is singing Since You've Been Gone. That's the assigned song for auditions. She walks in and she's like, yeah, I didn't know I had to learn that. I'm going to be doing the cup song. And they're like, okay, she's different. Like, no, she didn't follow the rules.
Did you watch?
Guess what? Disqualified.
Did you watch Pitch Perfect 2?
Of course.
Because as bad as Becca is, she'll never be as bad as Hailee Steinfeld.
No, I agree. And you are beefing with Hailee Steinfeld, you mentioned last night. Oh, let me guess. You don't remember.
Wait, why did I say that I was?
You're
though?
Like, honestly, like Hailee Steinfeld needs to get her act together. Yeah.
Anna Kendrick singing Bulletproof was a choice that she made and she lost in that. But it will never be worse than when they're doing a riff off in fucking Europe or wherever. And they can't come up with a song. And so Hailee Steinfeld's character decides to start singing
an original song. And everyone's like, okay,
that,
we got this.
That no one's heard. And it's bad.
I hate that.
That is so embarrassing.
Also, I'm going to say something. This is controversial. I don't know what kind of reaction I'm going to get from you when I say this. However, when I'm at a concert, unless you're literally like Lizzo and it's like a song I know like is going to be a hit, don't sing unreleased music.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. I thought you were going to be like,
well, actually, it does depend on the concert.
Like, and if Lizzo was like, here's my next banger, no, we would be thrilled.
I think I disagree. I would rather, like, if I went to, like a Lizzie McAlpine concert. Mm-hmm. And it's more of an intimate venue, and the music it's not like you're going to dance. Yeah. I don't mind. If it's
a concert where we're going to be singing along.
Whereas with Lizzo, it's like, unless it is going to be the most fun song ever that I can dance to. No, I mean,
if it's going to be a concert where we're going to be singing along like Lizzo, I want to know the song.
Exactly.
Unless it's going to be like such a banger that I'm going to have fun dancing no matter what. Or if it's a Lizzie McAlpine show, I'm probably not going to be singing along every word because I also want to hear like her angelic vocals.
Or if it's an artist that I like, Taylor Swift, I would listen to an unreleased song. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
there are some bands I've seen who are like, oh, we're going to do like a few songs from our upcoming album. Like
Don't you want us to like have
one
fun?
Max. Because all of us, that's when we're all going to the bathroom. I know you want to play those songs. So like, we don't know them
honestly,
yet. And we're going to love them, but like, we're not going to remember this.
Mm-hmm. Like, I also think, I feel a similar way about covers.
Mm.
Unless it's something you
unless
know.
Unless it's so good and it's like acoustic.
Or if everybody is going to know the words.
Yeah.
Like, I love Doo-Wop by Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a song everybody
knows
the words to or knows. So it's a weird cover. I feel that way about different, like, I love that you love that song.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're playing at an arena,
yeah,
it's, again, I feel differently about intimate.
It's like when someone
places,
like takes the aux and they're like, they just completely ruin the vibe. Anyway, my final person on there is, wait, really quick though about Pitch Perfect. Today, Alec texted and said that Anthony reminds him of Skylar Astin in Pitch Perfect.
Low key.
I was like, that actually makes so much sense with the trajectory of my life.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Like, also, because I was in love with him in that movie. I was like, oh, dream man. Anyway.
That is a great movie.
I watched it today. I watched it like 4 times since it's been on Netflix.
It's so funny.
It's been on Netflix for like 2 weeks, but it's worth the watch. Anyway, final one is the security guard at Taylor Swift's concert last
Holy
night.
Holy shit, yeah.
Don't have that job if you don't know how to have fun.
Seriously. Because I also saw a video from the Nashville concerts where it was a security guard in Nashville. This like cute, like young kid is just standing with his back, like obviously to the stage, and just singing every word.
Aww.
Like having so much fun, but like not getting to watch, but like
just
having fun.
Literally, it's like, why do you have this job?
You soulless man.
And it's Taylor Swift. What do you and then, but also I saw, and I think I sent you the TikTok. It's this girl is like laughing so hard because she's like, Taylor Swift like can't help it, but she's so dorky. Like she's telling him to stop and she's like, cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, she wasn't doing anything. She's fine. You know, we used to be mad. Hey, stop.
Seriously,
stop. And then she goes, cause baby, now we got bad blood.
Hey, stop.
And she it's singing the lyrics. She's like, but now we got bad blood. And she points to him on, hey, and then stop. Hey, stop.
Yes, that's what it is. And it makes me laugh so hard.
Now we got bad blood. Hey, stop.
And then she goes right back into the choreo.
Yeah, and so she just walks away.
Like,
it's so
she's
funny.
She's like mischief managed.
Yeah, literally. She's like, who here feels miserable and magical?
She's like, well-behaved women seldom make history.
She's like, what is it Marilyn Monroe said? Another blonde bombshell. She said, well-behaved women rarely make herstory.
She's like, I actually made that
She's
last
like,
part
and out. That's my own little flair. I mean, she's got such a style. It's like, we should study her the way we study Bob Fosse. Because she has
real?
Such a stylized movement.
No, and she's always had it. Have you seen the video where she's...
Since the first time I saw
she's
her,
she's, like,
yeah.
introducing... maybe, like, Story of Us, I think. And she's like, confession time. I had this crush.
And she's playing the guitar. And so I had this crush.
And I had such a big crush on him, and long story short, he didn't know I existed.
Yeah.
And she like walks over to the set where like there's a boy sitting at a school desk, and she's like, I would go into class every day and just look at him. And then one day he said hi.
And so here's the story of us. We used to think one day, and she turned, and then us met, and the sparks flew instantly. People would say we're the lucky ones.
The day that she got confident in her ability to dance,
I know.
I think her world opened.
I remember the day. My world opened.
Oh my God. I watched the Look What You Made Me Do music video a couple weeks ago. Again, like since like, I haven't watched it in so long. In the scene where it's all the Taylors climbing over each other. And then she throws them all off. And then it goes right into the scene where they're doing choreo in that ballroom.
I'm sorry. Right? It's that part. And then why? Because she's dead. Boom. They all go. And then it's a choreo. Ooh,
and they're all in the I Heart TS shirts.
I mean, it's iconic. There's a really good choreography video, dance video. But it's like, the choreo is amazing on YouTube to Look What You Made Me Do. And I like learned it one day. And it's so fun. I'll post it.
I love choreography.
Me too. It makes everything so fun.
I sent Caroline a video of the Oliver rehearsals. And I actually famously love the musical Oliver.
Wait, what?
What's that one song from it that I love? One second.
Consider yourself at home.
No.
Great. Well, guys, we are jumping into the episode. We are back at it. Thank you for being patient. You're getting another episode this week. We're overloading you with content.
Even though
say we never gave you anything.
There was a bit of a dry spell.
I know, which we will never do again. I hated it. I felt stressed the whole time. That you were all going to stop loving us. Did you not feel that stress?
What does that say about you, Caroline?
That I'm an extremely stressed person, which we knew. All right, cool. Let's dive into Phoebe's recap of episode 3.
4.
The recap of episode 3.
Oh. All right. So the last couple episodes, if you'll remember, when we discovered Mona was A, the girls were at that dance, the masquerade ball. And there was someone dressed as the Black Swan who basically lured the girls somewhere, kind of. But like, they were chasing her and she got away. And we don't know who it was. They think maybe someone on the A team was dressed as the Black Swan. Caleb caught Hannah going to see Mona, even though he told Hannah that he really didn't want her to be doing that. And then that leads him to go see Mona and kind of put her in her place. And she decides to freak out. She like flips a table and everything. As we know, someone framed Emily is trying to frame Emily for digging up Allie's body from her grave. We also know that Jenna can see the eye surgery worked and the girls finally confronted her and are basically like, what the hell were you thinking? Meredith and Byron are back on, unfortunately. And that's thanks to Aria, of fucking course. Life ruiner. Melissa's baby timeline doesn't quite add up. And this is a storyline that, frankly, it never fucking makes any sense to me. I don't care, but apparently she didn't lose her baby in June. I don't know why that matters, but apparently it does. And yeah, Spencer figured it out. Then lastly, as we know, Vivi is defending Garrett, saying that he maybe didn't commit the murders of Allie and Maya, and Spencer is pissed. Well, we start this episode, of course, with Hannah fighting over a piece of chocolate cake.
Like, how dare you say, of course?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, of course the show would make, because they have like one piece of chocolate cake in the middle of the table, and at first we just see forks like fighting over pieces, and then we see one like get a big piece and then take it away, and of course the show had it be Hannah.
I just choose to believe that it actually just means that, like, Hannah is feeling good and confident and, like, that it's a positive in her journey. That's how I'm choosing to see it.
Cool.
They're all sitting around talking about, like, who this new A is, who could it possibly be. Someone says, like, are we sure it's not Lucas? Hannah's like, no, absolutely not. And I just want to say, why are we so sure? He's been acting like a lunatic.
Also, Hannah, I think you would have said the same thing about Mona.
Literally, Hannah, I'm sorry. I love you so much. You do not have like a super good bullshit detector. You don't have a very good judge of character, unfortunately. Like, I love you, but look at the people, Aria included, you're surrounding yourself with. I don't know. But like, I'm just like, Lucas did things in the last episode that would lead me to believe he's capable of doing something insane.
But I do think she's right that he couldn't physically
Okay, so she just like a little jab.
Allie's grave. Yeah,
he literally
has that limp.
Doesn't
remember?
Have enough muscles. He has that limp. Yeah. Anyway, they see Melissa and Vivi at the restaurant. Phoebe.
If you guys will remember last week, I honestly may have cut it out. I don't think I did, but I was like, "Oh, is that Vivi and Melissa in the back?" And Caroline said, "No. The shoulders are too broad." So I'm
and
so
listen,
sorry, to
Melissa
Vivi.
And Vivi. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Wait, question. Vivi is giving me related to Olivia Benson.
Yes, she is. Like, yes, she. And I've been thinking this for
sisters.
Have I not said this before?
I don't. Maybe we have talked about it, but especially because she's a lawyer.
Wait, did you see Olivia Benson at
the
Era store?
Yes. Speaking of which, we're probably due to check the surprise songs. I'm not going to be able to watch a video if it's the best day. I'm just not. That song really wrecks me. She is in 1989 era right now, so that means that it is next.
I love how we track the Taylor concerts like we track Santa on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, literally.
What's that thing called?
Santa Tracker?
Nordak?
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay. Anyway, Spencer kind of spills the beans that she doesn't think Melissa was really pregnant.
Which, again, like I said this in the recap, why the fuck does it matter?
I know
why it matters in the context of like, if
who cares? Fake a pregnancy? Don't fake, like fake a pregnancy. Like, it doesn't matter.
Like, if you faked a pregnancy, that would be weird and like would matter in the
scope. It's also weird that Melissa's doing
it. But I'm just saying, why, like, Spencer's acting like it's connected to everything. I just I never understand the storyline, why they did it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
She's just, I think, so suspicious of her family right now. So anything that turns out to be like a total lie, she's going to be like, well, why would you lie? What were you actually doing?
Yeah.
You're
I
doing
guess.
All this shady shit. I think Vivi and Melissa are in cahoots or something going on with Garrett. Like, there's a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, Jason, though, coming in hot.
He's hot.
He is hot. Not what I meant, but he is hot. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. The way he walks in here.
But this honestly is insane. He runs into the restaurant. When were you going to tell me your defense? He killed my sister.
No, no, no. He walks into the room and he says, did you really think you could avoid me?
making an actual scene, shouting.
This is kind of a small restaurant too.
Yes. Everyone is staring.
Also, everybody knows what's in here.
How did the girls not realize that Spencer's mom and sister were in there? It's like 250 square feet.
I don't know.
Anyway, he is mad that Vivi is defending Garrett. He's like, will you just tell me why? And I do just want to say, Jason, suddenly you care a lot. And suddenly you're posting things around town that say a $50,000 reward for information on her remains. Not even who killed her. Since when do you give a fuck? He's been kind of like...
Weird. Where has he been?
I don't know. He's been kind of like, not that interested, I feel.
But I do think that if my sister's remains were stolen and
her
but
parents you're not
really
Jason
don't fucking care.
DeLaurentis. He didn't really care when she died.
I don't know. I didn't think that was that weird.
Hmm.
But he is pissed.
It's also a lot of money for information on remains.
No, it's not just I think that he wants the remains back.
Oh, he wants to keep them.
Yeah, ideally, probably.
Building a museum. What is he building in there? Anyway, all right, then we go to school the next day. Aria looks slutty.
Slutty.
She is wearing a low-cut, like, leopard print short dress. And then she's got this necklace.
Yeah.
If we can, it's more like a neck cuff.
Well, yeah, honestly, it looks like it's not even, like, there's no actual
looks
chain.
Like it's armor.
Like, it looks like it's pressed onto her skin. It's a butterfly.
It's like a monarch butterfly.
It's like,
it's like a giant moth.
The thing about this outfit is that it is slutty and there's so much cleavage, but because of the butterfly, it almost
covers her up.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's so big. But also, here's the other thing. In what world are we wearing a leopard print outfit? It's not even like it's a leopard print shirt and there's like pants to break it up. It's a whole ass dress and a butterfly necklace. Who the fuck put that together?
Aria.
No, she didn't. Because somebody whose job this, somebody got paid to put that together.
We also noted when we were watching this, like, no one else at the school dresses the way that they do.
It's because they're all extras and they were told to dress like they're in high school. And they follow the instructions. Okay. Yeah.
What do we think Arya's middle name is? Or do we think she has one?
I think her middle, she doesn't tell people her middle name. Or she does, and she's very annoying about it. I bet it's like something Arya
Sycamore.
Okay. Arya Coral Reef Montgomery.
Wait, I just watched a TikTok where this guy pretended to call. Wait, he didn't pretend to call the restaurant. He did call the restaurant.
Oh, pretending. I've seen. Hi, my name is Awkward Like the Fish.
And then he like goes through all of his friends' names.
It's so funny. Wait, did you see one where he's like, my name is Hannah, and it's spelled H, and the girl's like, yeah, H-A-N-A. He's like, no, sweetie. H as in hi. O as in oh no. N as in normal. He's like, he says something crazy. He's like, you was like, N as in nothing. It's so funny.
He is hysterical.
The amount of stress that would cause me.
Oh my God.
Less than 5 seconds into the phone call. And then
the girl at the end is like, because he goes, and we would like to sit by the oven.
Yeah, he goes, what night would be better for us to come in? She's like, really, whatever night you want. He's like, okay, well, are you in the mood for like a bunch of girls to go crazy and like sit on the oven and like sing and blah blah? Are you in the mood for that tonight? And the girl's like, so tonight. I was not built for prank calls.
No, I could never do him, but what kills me
stress.
Is he goes, he's so good at his character that I almost said she goes. literally, I thought I was asking for too much, but I'm not.
She's like, yeah, we can accommodate that. He's like, oh my God, really? He makes all these like weird sounds. He's like,
and could I get a reservation for 10 and a half?
Yeah, and then he just like keeps going and they don't even ask.
She's like, yeah, we can do that.
It's
like,
so funny.
Awkward like a fish. Awkward like
Hi,
the fish.
My name is Awkward Like the Fish. Is there a fish called Awkward?
No.
Like, or is he saying Aqua?
No, I think he's
saying, he saying Aqua. And we're like, convinced he's saying Awkward Like the Fish.
So
and we're like,
funnier.
There's not a fish called Awkward. And we're like, you're right.
I also don't think there's a fish named Aqua.
But it would make more sense than
Aquamarine.
Awkward. A fish named Aqua would make a lot more sense. And
Arya watched Aquamarine and resonated with the mermaid way too much.
No, I think Arya watched Aquamarine and resonated with JoJo. Ugh. Who is like not like other girls.
She's so annoying in that movie.
And Hannah watched it and
realized she liked boys in that moment. Because she yeah. saw the montage.
Wait, I just started watching a new show today and Raymond from Aquamarine.
Oh my God, y'all, I was so in love with Raymond. It's not even
funny. That like moment where he's surfing and it's
or just when he's running down the beach like to lifeguard.
Raymond, I love it. But I just started watching a new show. I cannot remember what it's called, but it's on Hulu. It's an FX show with Kate Mara and the guy that plays Raymond. I think you would like it. It's about these people that are FBI agents, and they all have like backgrounds and reasons they're FBI agents, and they're like investigating a potential like terrorism threat inside the FBI, and it's like one of her best friends that they whatever. I don't know. It's crazy. It's really good though. You should watch it. But he's in it, and he looks old. I know, troubling. Anyway, Arya goes in to see her mom.
Basically, just ruin her day. She walks in there and she's like, mom, could we do dinner tonight? Because I think they're supposed to do dinner Sunday. And so she's trying to be able to do dinner literally any other day for some reason.
Truly why?
And Ella's like, I can't. I have to grade papers tomorrow. Don't tell anybody. I'm going to have to grade a bunch of pop quizzes. Okay, actually, teachers, what the fuck about pop quizzes?
It's actually mean.
And it's like, you're making more work for yourself and you're just going to be disappointed.
Well, I'm sorry. You're doing that just to try to like fuck with us. Like you're not doing that thinking like, oh, I can't wait to see these great scores. My kids have studied so hard. I'm so proud of them. They have 7 other classes a day in high school.
And that's always pissed me off about English too. Of like,
they're like, read 5,000 pages.
I think he was barking at his shadow.
Don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I think he was barking at his shadow.
The dog just started barking at the corner.
Hey, girl.
No, thank you.
We don't want you.
Whatever here. You are selling, I'm not interested.
Yeah, teachers, fuck off with that. And the English readings. And then quizzing me. Okay, you can quiz me on the plot.
Mm-hmm. Don't quiz me on the color shirt someone's kid was wearing on the street that the main character passed.
Like, but even if I'm reading closely, that's not something that I'm going to remember.
I will never forget in 10th grade honors English. We were reading Waiting for Godot.
Ugh.
And Mr. Bellow gave us a pop quiz. And like the whole thing with Waiting for Godot is like, none of it makes sense. And it's existentialism and like whatever, nothing matters. And so he made the quiz like impossible. He made it like you couldn't actually answer any of the questions. None of them made sense. Like there weren't answers. And me, like in tears taking it. This actually feels like trauma talking about it, because for me, that was actually like a harrowing. That was a very difficult thing for me to do. To take a quiz that was like, I was like, oh my God, like, do I no longer speak the English language? How do I not know any of these? I'm looking around at people taking the test and everyone's trying to pretend that like they're fine, that they read it, because they're like, wait, did I read the fucking wrong story? Because this has nothing to do with it. I'm like literally like sweating, like close to tears over this, failing this test. And then he's like, psych, at the end. I was like, that was fucking mean.
Like, why?
That was bullying.
Actually, why?
It's not like a cool experiment because of the unit. It's like, tell us that. Fucked up. Anyway. Or like, put on like the fifth question of the quiz. Like, haha, you know, just kidding.
Here's what I'll always say. Every test in school should be open book, because life is open book. Unless you are a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you can Google so much of this stuff. It's just like you don't need to know it off the top of your head all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Arya's in the room. And basically, Arya is supposed to be telling Ella that Meredith and Byron are going on a date. And then she chickens out. So she like gets ready to tell Ella this. And then Ella's like, what? And Arya's like, never mind. And I'll see you later. Love you.
And Ella's like, okay, hey, fuck you.
Now my day is fucking off kilter.
Ruined. Hannah is back at Radley trying to get in. She's killing it. I love the fit. She's got a yellow tweed blazer on, black shorts with like sheer tights, and a middle part.
Thank God.
I love Hannah with a middle part.
Even though I hate this hair still.
It's much more tolerable in this episode. She's trying to get in, but Mona's not allowed to have any visitors anymore, because of the whole like Caleb thing. But Hannah doesn't know that. So she's not understanding. And she gets really pissed off and goes back home. And like Caleb comes in and she's like, I can't see Mona anymore. Can you freaking believe it? I'm going to kill Lucas. She just like assumes that Lucas.
Well, she was on the phone with Ren, and Ren her that there was some guy that came in and really upset her.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd already seen Lucas go in. So she assumed that it was him. But we know that it was Caleb.
Caleb's so sweet, though. He's like, he doesn't want her to, like, go yell at Lucas. So he's like, okay, it was me.
And he walks in, and Hannah is an enigma. Caleb comes in and has concert tickets for her. And he says, you, me, I fucking hate when people talk like this. If anybody's ever going to ask me to go to a concert with them, this is the number one way not to do it.
Wow.
He comes up behind her and says, you, me, tomorrow night, 10th row. And then shows the tickets to Hannah. And she goes, Bon Iver?
No, she doesn't. She goes, Bon Iver.
Oh.
She like looks at them and she's like, even this really can't cheer me up. Bon Iver. Yeah.
Which famously is music that does
really cheer you up.
But also the like, are you a wizard?
What?
What?
Max. Max.
I feel like I'm in Stranger Things.
What the fuck was
that?
Oh
my God.
What did you just
do? What did you just
do? What?
For context, everybody, Max, the dog that I'm dog sitting right now, he just barked. Y'all heard it. And the lights turned off.
Like
a
lot of them.
But also,
are they
like
clapper lights? time. Okay, well, I did test it to see if they come back on. They did not. What? Hang on, I'm gonna clap. I found out their clapper
thank
lights.
Thank God
like this.
You had the movement too. You went.
You okay, I'm scared.
Max, what?
What did you do back there? So she, Kayla finds out she was talking to Ren. Holy shit! What?
Actually, what?
What? You're kind of making me a little ticked off. to be honest. All right, thank you. Anyway, she's like, sorry, it just completely derailed me, Max. He's like, why are you talking to Ren? And she's like, well,
I think maybe some lights turn off at 11.
Okay. She's that was like so funny.
That was insane.
The timing.
He has to bark at 11 every night.
Yeah, literally. Like, Max, don't forget your one job. Bark at 11
he takes
o'clock.
It really seriously.
Yeah, he was early, actually. He was right on time. He would be really good at checking in for a flight. Anyway, so she's like, well, Ren said blah, blah, blah. And Caleb goes, Ren doesn't know everything I know. And, like, I know he means about the situation, but it's kind of funny that he says it like that because, like, Ren's a doctor.
Yeah.
He's like, Ren doesn't know everything I know. It's like, he knows more.
He knows more. 1,000% he knows more.
He's also, like, 10 years older than you.
Emily's first day on the job at the brew, open-toed shoes.
What is she thinking? I'm sorry. Don't wear open-toed shoes to a coffee shop. Coffee's hot.
Or like most places where you would work, probably not open-toed shoes. Like you could probably do without
those. Just like
those.
Wait for them to tell you you can before you just do.
Max,
that's a good rule of thumb for everything.
Sit down.
What is he doing?
Don't bark again. Anyway. So
I'm
she,
like overheating.
I know it's hot in here.
Yeah, okay.
She's in like coral pants. Her Nazareth sandals.
She's all about the color jeans right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right now. She like went to Old Navy and there was a sale.
Yeah, Rockstar
like,
jeans.
Yeah, for real.
Do you guys remember Rockstar
and
jeans? And then they
color.
Fucked them up.
Yeah, and the Old Navy.
No, they suck.
I've never really forgiven you for that because those used to be the perfect
jeans. It was like
jeans.
So easy. It was like the joy I felt. Oh my
because,
God.
Because there's nothing worse than going to shop for jeans, like I honestly. Know. And so she is like working and then this man walks in and says, Emily? Okay, if I don't know you and you know my name, don't approach me like that.
Okay.
Don't come up to
Phoebe?
Me and say, don't come up to me and say, Phoebe, because I will.
How do you want them to approach
I
you?
I will pass out. Just say, hey. Just say, hey.
Do you want them to go, or do you want them to, like, tap you? Like, how do you want them to get your fucking attention?
Be like, hey.
Then you're not going to turn around. You don't know they're talking to you.
No, I mean, it would be, you know, hey, are you Phoebe?
You know, hey. Are you Phoebe?
Exactly.
Who are you? Come here often.
Yeah. No, here's how I want them to dress me. You, me, tomorrow night.
10th row. 10th row.
imagine it's a little place that only has 10 rows. They're in the back row.
For Bon Iver. The place only has 10 rows. So that checks out. Anyway, Nate is like,
I'm Maya's cousin.
I'm Maya's cousin. Hi. Let's hang out sometime. Catch up.
And he's like flirting.
He is flirting.
And if you're Maya's cousin, you probably famously know
that Emily's gay.
Emily's not into you.
Emily's not into you, especially not with the glasses you wear in the next scene.
No, but then she's called by her boss and she's got to go make green tea lattes.
And gluten-free biscotti. Which is outrageous. I wrote down Hannah Hot Pink Bra Marin.
Yeah, what the hell?
She's wearing this white lacy top and like neon pink bra straps showing through, and it was a choice.
Actually get it together.
I'm so annoyed with you. Like, people sneeze. Let me live.
Oh, you kill me.
So Aria is looking for people for her mother to go on a date with because she thinks that if Ella has already found someone and started seeing someone, then she'll react a lot better to the Byron Mara death news.
I just like don't think you have time for this.
No.
They're already seeing each other.
Yes.
So.
Also, like, I'm sorry. Your mom, the second you tell her, hey, I'm trying to set you up, your mom's going to say no.
Especially
that's the kind of woman she
especially
is.
Especially when she sees where you're going.
Oh, my God. It's like Arya was like, uglysingles.com. Like,
yeah.
It's like, that's
see,
what
I gotta
she
get
typed
someone
in.
Fast for my
and
mom.
Hannah's so funny. She goes, I don't know, Aria. I think you just need to find someone who doesn't look like a grape.
I'm gonna start
which is
saying that about
an amazing way to refer
you
to somebody.
Look like a grape.
But then Hannah just starts roasting Ella Montgomery, which honestly, good for her.
Because Ashley Marin comes in and is like, what the hell are y'all doing?
No, wait.
This happens after they find the new site.
Okay, so Hannah's mom comes in and she's like, you need to look at a different site. Try
Mainline Mate.
Try that one. So they go on and Aria is like making her mom a profile. And she writes, number one, gourmet chef. And Hannah's like, gourmet chef? And Aria's like, in my house she is.
Shut up.
Aria, just because she makes chicken, oh my gosh, doesn't mean.
Mother's Day and she's not in the room. You fucking kiss
ass. Stop pretending like you love your mom.
Yeah, you ruined her day earlier.
You ruined her day and you honestly kind of ruined her life. And more than that, and another thing, you kind of ruined her life. First she writes that, Hannah's like, ha ha ha. But also like, don't, you can write English teacher because that's her actual job. You don't need to write gourmet chef. Then she writes athletic, which is also like, Aria, are you trying to say your mom should be athletic? She'd like, be more appealing if she was.
Yeah, I'm confused.
And Hannah goes, athletic? I don't even think your mom owns a pair of running shoes. But honestly, I don't forget serving. Ella talking shit on Hannah season one. So I'm like, she has earned it. Go for it. You say whatever you fucking want.
I love it.
So then Aria's like, well, what should I make her name? Like Rosewood Girl. No, she's in her 40s. So certainly not Rosewood Girl. This isn't that kind of website. So then Hannah's like, no, you should write Hot Mama.
Hannah, oh, are you insane?
My God.
Hannah hates Ella Montgomery.
Hannah's like, no, this will be hilarious. I mean, really effective.
What?
They end up putting Hot Mama on the site. Moving along back to Nate and Emily. Emily is now wearing turquoise jeans.
What day is it?
I don't miss... Wait, what?
Because
it's... Yeah.
What fucking day is it?
And also, I want this... Chill. I want this to be like the Mean Girls rule. Like, you can't wear a ponytail more than one day a week. You can't wear jeans, whatever. How about this? You can't wear colored jeans more than one day a week. I don't care if they're different colors. Too much. Can you just chill for like a second, Max?
Okay.
What a unique episode this is turning out to be. Anyway, Nate's like, Maya showed me this picture of you. Turns the phone to Emily.
Nate just walked in here like... Brother, please.
He's like, hey, can you just like shut him the fuck up? Because I'm trying to like look outside. It's kind of distracting.
What? Okay, here's the deal though. I know you. I know you just want to go outside and bark.
Stop looking at them. Let go of his hand. Give us 2 minutes and we'll be with you. Okay. So he shows Emily the picture and it's a selfie Emily sent to Maya while she was famously not supposed to receive text messages.
Sophie.
Do you guys remember Picnic? P-I-C-N-I-K. Do you remember that?
Yes.
It's a photo editing app where people would write like goofy text in that font. You know the one. And they write like best friends or like they'd write like live, laugh, love or like some stupid ass quote like early 2000s energy. She definitely edited this picture on that site and she wrote, miss you in one font, like a little cursive font. And then she wrote XOXOX in like a block letter, I don't know. And then a lip emoji, lips.
It is the most insane thing I've ever seen.
And she's not embarrassed at all.
No,
she's like, yeah, I sent that. Send Maya that picture of me.
What
like,
about
we get
it?
You're Shay Mitchell. You're beautiful. You've never taken an ugly photo. Except for that one that I posted where she's like, I'll show you in a minute.
Okay, totally.
But anyway, then he's like, I want to give you something. Maya's mom gave this to me. Maya, like, I guess, had it sent to the house. And it's a gift for Emily. And it's like a tank top with the movie poster of the movie they saw on their first date.
Cute.
Then Hannah tries to sneak into Radley.
Hannah, why? Give
Hannah
it
up. Hannah doesn't believe in cameras. Apparently, she never heard of them. Like, let me tell you, a place like Radley, they've got them.
Also... you could get arrested.
She's got no fear, but you know what? It's a bad day to try to sneak into Radley because Detective Wilden's there.
That's right. He's back. Right.
Detective Wilden. Officer Wilden. Which
back
one
on
is
the
it?
Case.
I can never remember.
We always kind of do both, I guess.
It's just like whatever. Like it's like a choose your own adventure. I love those. I think my next tattoo is going to say choose your own adventure and it's going to be a tramp stamp.
But you, like, don't really get to pick what your next tattoo is.
Sometimes I do. I can go pay someone to put one up. My free tattoos that are part of who I am, my fabric of my being, I don't get to choose. We all know that. Uh-huh. But I can go to a tattoo parlor and but do you even have up.
Do you even have room?
That's the question. Again, you know I can't see. Famously, tattoos my small of my back or the nape of my neck.
Right.
So maybe you could take a look.
I'm okay.
All right, well, and I guess if I go into a tattoo parlor and say, ink me up, as I mentioned, and I say, put choose your own adventure as a tramp stamp on the small of my back, if there's already something there, like, they're just going to go over it then because you wouldn't just look and tell me. It's not very godlike. It's not very Christ-like, I'll say. Anyway, so Wilden's going to see Mona, doesn't care that she's not allowed to see anybody, and then Hannah gets caught by Ren.
And Ren's like...
And they're flirting also!
Yeah, Ren's like, I try to get her hours extended basically because I'm hoping that you and I are gonna, like, make out.
Literally, and they're, like, sitting, like, so casual and flirty in a place that Hannah's definitely not supposed to be, so, like, why? Ren, you actually need to... You need to be in Radley.
Yes.
Because you've got some stuff to work out. Why are you attracted to underage girls?
Yes.
I don't care if you're British.
I don't care if you're British.
You know I love a London boy. I enjoy fucking...
Are you fucking kidding me?
I know I love a London boy. I enjoy walking... What is it?
Nights in Brixton.
Nights in Brixton. Walking in the afternoon. He likes my American smile like a child with my eyes. Darling, I fancy you.
Okay, I do have a gripe with Taylor Swift.
Wrong podcast.
Sometimes she has these lyrics where I'm like, why'd you say that?
Like this one? Hey, kids. Okay. Spelling is fun.
That one, but like in London Women, she says, like a child.
Or and like then when she says, I trust him like a brother.
That one. When... Okay, here's the lyric you easily you should have written. Trust him like no other.
I know.
But also, he's got that boyish look that I like in a man.
No.
Taylor, what does that mean?
Taylor.
Hey.
Hey.
We're good.
Hey, Tay.
Keep it to yourself.
All right. So, Ashley, Marin, and Ella Montgomery have a run-in. Hey, Ashley, don't think I forgot about you and Byron. A bitch didn't forget. But she runs into Ella and she like basically is like, so going on any hot dates from mainline mate? And Ella's like, what are you talking about? So Ashley kind of spills the beans to Ella and they kind of joke about how tough it is being single in this town and whatever. But Ella basically is like, I'm good. Like, I'm comfy, not really thinking about dating.
And Ashley kind of pushes it.
Mm-hmm.
This storyline also is just like filler.
Yeah, it's not that important. But we go back to the girls who were like, we have to find out who the Black Swan is. Like, that's the key to figuring out who this new A is. So they decide to go to Philadelphia, of course. They decide this at like 3 p.m. They get there at like 3:15 p.m. And for some reason, Spencer... is like the watchdog in this operation, which makes no sense because the operation is breaking into her sister Melissa's apartment.
The only thing I can think of is that they needed full reign of the apartment. Like, so they needed to get Melissa out of the apartment somehow.
Let me tell you, if I went home to my house and in there I saw Mimi, Dan, and Marissa, I would be like, what the fuck are you doing in my house? Get out. If I went to my house and you were in there, I'd say, what the fuck are you doing in my house? Yeah. But it would be more normal.
Right.
Like, why would well, Spencer not? What if I was, like,
scouring?
It would still be more normal than one of them. You know what I mean? Like, it's just odd that Spencer's, like, putting the girls in that situation, I feel like. So she's, like, watching out for Melissa. The girls are in Melissa's apartment looking for stuff. And Spencer then, I guess she's, what, getting Melissa's text sent to her phone?
Spencer's meeting Melissa.
I missed that crucial piece of information.
That explains why you were so confused.
Yeah, thanks for letting me go on that whole thing. Well, I really was, that's I didn't to work through that.
I didn't realize that's where you were. No, they're okay. Supposed to be meeting for lunch.
Okay, so Melissa left her wallet at home. That's where Spencer's like, I can pay for you. Why didn't Spencer just say that and saved all that trouble?
That's valid.
It's not like Spencer doesn't have the money. Literally, like, Spencer's like, okay, go back and get it, but like, be quick. And all three of the girls are in there and they have to go hide in Melissa's closet while she gets her wallet. Hannah knocks
over a little like
thing of paper clips.
Literally paper clips.
Arguably the worst thing to knock over. Oh my God. Takes forever to pick up. I mean, forever.
Also, Melissa, why do you have so many?
At least they were on the carpet and not like on hardwood, because could you imagine with their nails? Oh, freaking disaster. Anyway, but Hannah is on the phone with Spencer and Spencer's like telling them what to do. And she says, Roger that. Oh my God, the reaction Aria has.
Aria says, Roger that.
And makes like the shittiest face possible. And Hannah's like, yeah.
We're on a literal mission right
Aria's
now.
Aria's so disgusted. And you she's know what that makes me? Disgusted with you, Aria.
She's being so rude this up.
She's just rude. And you know what? Not her best look. I'll say it. Not her best looking up. The hair is not working for me. The outfit's not working for me. The makeup is not working for me. Maybe she's a pretty girl, but.
No, I just mean like.
Are you fucking
47?
Yeah, I mean, she's a pretty girl. She's a pretty girl. That's not what I meant. I was like.
That's not all you need these days.
Look, my throat hurts. So I'm talking goofy.
Oh,
so. I think I'm having an allergy attack.
But that's affecting what you're saying?
Yes. Let me guess, you can't remember.
No, no. Emily's an idiot, and she like pulls off this book off the shelf, reads it. There's a post-it note in it. But she's the
She's
the one who's like, okay, everybody put... Well, oh, wait. Another thing that happened where Aria was a bitch to Hannah is Hannah was like looking at a doc. They're supposed to be looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah's like, I don't know what this could be. And Aria looks at her and goes, car insurance? Why are you such a bitch?
I know.
And then Emily leaves the book on the counter, even though Emily's the one that's like, put everything away exactly how you found it.
She said, do as I say, not as I do.
She leaves it on the table. Melissa walks in, immediately sees that it, because it's like there are three books and then there's a space where the book would be. And then Melissa goes in the closet, which is where the girls are, of course.
And somehow doesn't see the three girls.
The closet is not in the bedroom.
No. And I was like, wait, is this a studio apartment? But it isn't.
Mm-mm. Maybe she just has a lot.
Maybe that's like her coat closet.
Yeah, with her like, shoes.
Yeah, but she probably has a lot of shoes. I have shoes in every closet in the house.
Now, I want each of you at home to imagine that you go into the closet and pick up a coat hanger that you think should have some sort of dress on it and is in one of those like dry cleaning bags.
And think back to like the average weight of one of those bags.
Of like even if there were anything on the hanger, think of how that would feel. So the girls pick it up. Importantly, Aria picks it up. And she unzips it like she thinks that she is going to uncover something drastic.
The Black Swan costume.
And it's completely empty. You didn't feel it?
It is completely empty, save for one single feather. So you could say that the thing was light as a feather.
Oh.
And we can relate. And we can relate. Anywho.
Wait, question for you. Riddle even.
Doubt it.
What's heavier, 1 pound of bricks or 1 pound of feathers?
They're the same weight because they're both 1 pound. And I think you've actually asked me that quote riddle before. By the way, not really a riddle.
Kind of.
No, it's a logic question.
Whatever. Did you know that when Dad got his job at Free Markets, he walked in there to one of his interviews and they said they gave him a whiteboard and a marker and said, how many golf balls can you fit in a 737? Airplane. Figure it out. And Dad didn't immediately walk out. He said, okay. And they didn't even want an answer, which pisses me off more.
They wanted to see how he would figure it out.
But that's more annoying to me. If you don't even know the answer, fuck off with that. I don't care. He also had to figure out like how many diapers were consumed in the United States.
Could he like use the computer?
No, it was all about, like, he wasn't supposed to come up with an answer.
That's so stupid.
That's so annoying. I would have been outie.
Yeah, I actually would love to see what you would do.
I would probably draw a picture.
I'd probably sing. Like, this is how I kind of, like, figure things out.
Yeah, I'd probably sing and just confuse them. And they'd be like, wait, what did we even ask her? We must have asked her to sing.
Yeah. And I'd be like, I don't perform for free. You better put me on salary. And then I got hired. Just like. Anyway, Spencer is confronting Melissa. We are back at home at the Hastings Castle. And she's like, when were you going to tell me you weren't fucking pregnant? How long have you not been pregnant?
Melissa's holding a knife.
Well, she is preparing dinner, though.
But why did it seem... Maybe I've miswatched it, but it looks like Melissa just, like, barges in there. Is it Spencer that barges
Spencer
in?
No, Spencer barges in. Melissa's like, do you want to help me prepare dinner? And then Spencer's, like, scared
of
Melissa.
The way that Melissa's holding this knife, though, is so, like...
threatening?
Not even... She's being so cavalier with it.
Ah, dangerous. Knife safety is important.
Yes. As food and bev professionals, we know that.
Right, of course. Yes, of course. So Melissa's like, okay, fine. Right after Ian died, I lost the baby. My whole life was in the papers. I didn't want this out there too and whatever. And then she's like, well, who else knew? And it turns out that Daddy Hastings knew, Vivi knew, and Garrett knew.
Ugh.
Which is disgusting. So then they're also like, well, we need to figure out why you were at the masquerade ball. I know you were the black swan. Spencer like holds up the feather and it's like, care to explain this?
And Vivi also would like to know.
But this is actually a crazy explanation. Melissa's like, okay, there was a note on my door along with this costume bag. And the note said, you need to wear this black swan costume and go to the masquerade ball tonight, or I'm going to tell everybody that you're lying about the baby. And I guess the note also told her she had to distract Jenna. But then Melissa said she saw the girls there and she got scared and ran away. But why did you get scared and run away of the girls? Of your sister's friends? You got scared. Imagine. And ran away.
You're 25.
I know Aria looks scary sometimes, but you don't need to run away.
Hannah just got a text from A. It's a picture of a Montecito EMT in front of a car crash. A?
Who do we know lives in Montecito?
Caleb's mom.
And on Mother's Day of all days. So then Caleb walks in the room. And he's like in a mood because, well, his mom was just in a car accident.
His mom was, quote, run off the road.
He's like, she said it was like someone was like chasing her off the road. And why would anybody do that? But imagine being Hannah and being like, oh, because of me. Like, really, what is she going to fucking say to him?
Seriously.
Because you're there in high school. It's like, he loves you, but how do you know he loves you enough to stay with you through that?
Yeah.
You know?
And the answer is, like, he's not staying with her because she won't tell him about A.
What an insensitive way to say he just dumped her.
Yeah, they broke
on
up.
On her ass.
He pushed
poor
her
Hannah's
over.
Crying. We got these big old tears. And he's like, look, we haven't been connected. I've been waiting for things to go back how they were. I feel like I'm only in half of your life. And Hannah just doesn't say anything. And I'm like, there's got to be something you could say. But she totally doesn't. So that's that. They're broken up. He says, you didn't give me a choice.
We get.
Oh, wait, we didn't talk about why Vivi is defending Garrett. This is important. So Garrett was assigned a public defender who was building a list of witnesses.
Yes.
And one of them was the PI that the Hastings hired to look into Allison's death because they of Melissa or whatever.
Right.
So to avoid that PI being questioned and the Hastings being exposed and like creating suspicion, Vivi's taking on the case, which makes sense.
Then we go to Arya's room. She's putting on boots and Ella walks in and confronts her about the dating site. And is like, I knew about Meredith and your dad. I wish he's moving on with someone else, but I'm not really that concerned.
And she's like, I'm really not into dating. Like, I'm okay. But let's not delete it yet. Okay, Ella. I was like, I kind of like the attention.
That's
good for
so,
you.
So fair.
That's why dating apps are what they are.
Yeah.
Then we get Nate and Emily again. Nate's like standing, where are they? The brew?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Okay. So Nate's like standing in there and he's looking like, I don't know, perturbed in some way. Emily walks in. He's like, oh, I left Maya's parents' address in my car. Number one, what do you mean you left the address, the intangible address in your car? Did you write it down on a piece of paper and leave it there? Why didn't you put it in your phone? Why didn't you just text it to Emily? Also, go get it. Where did you park? Philadelphia? Go get it out of your car. Liar! It's just that I know he's lying. Hmm. It's just that I see right through him. So anyway, he's like, well, why don't I just mail this letter for you? Emily's like sending a letter to Maya's parents. And so she's like, okay, fine. Sees nothing weird about that. But if Caroline Connell was there, I would have said, hey, Emily, that's weird. Go to your car and get it. That's the whole reason we're meeting.
Yeah.
So then he's like, I think I'm transferring. Like, all everyone wants to talk about is Maya's death. And I want to talk about Maya's life. And I don't think I can do this. And Emily's like, well, you should stay. She would want you to stay. And you and I should get dinner sometime.
Emily.
Emily, why?
Let's be careful with our language.
We're giving
here.
The wrong idea here, I think. Then we have weird choice. I think Emily is the person I'm calling if I'm Hannah and I need someone to comfort me because Caleb dumped me. Well, but instead we have Aria.
Emily was busy.
Emily wasn't that fucking busy.
No, but I'm saying maybe Hannah did try to get in touch with Emily first.
But Aria is like cradling Hannah like a baby, mm-hmm. which is the sweetest, most benevolent I've honestly ever seen her.
Yeah. Poor Hannah.
I feel bad for Hannah. I want to be, let me, that should be me, Aria.
That should
I wanna
be
comfort
me,
you, Hannah.
Making
Hold
you
in your hand.
That
Wait,
should
I love
be
like
me
singing just like a little bit
making
off.
You laugh.
You know, when you're like, that should be me holding your hand. Like just like a little bit.
Keep
you
going.
Know? That should be me making you laugh. Just like a little bit off. Give me another song.
No.
Okay, I'll do Cruel Summer. It's a cruel summer. I'm drunk in the back of the car and I cry like a baby coming home from the bar.
How much would someone have to pay you to go on The Voice and audition like that?
$1 million. And I would have to be guaranteed that I get through because I'm going to be the laughing stock of that episode. But then in a redemption arc, I bring the house down the next week. And
oh
I'm like,
gosh.
See, I was just checking to see if you guys can actually sense raw talent.
You and Kelly are in cahoots the whole time. Yeah. Wait, did you see? Okay, I'm pissed at all these pop culture websites who are reporting on the fact that apparently the work environment at the Kelly Clarkson show is toxic.
Oh, I know. I thought you might be upset by that.
They're using pictures
of Kelly Clarkson.
But then, like, when you actually read the articles,
it's not about Kelly.
They say she's the best and everybody loves her.
Yeah, I know.
So don't fucking put her face on the scandal.
I bet she's so pissed. Her people.
I would actually.
Hank is in a deep REM sleep right now.
Asleep.
But I'm like, jaw, I'm all that. I can't tell you the last time I had that. I won't wake him up. He'll stop. Hey, if you wake him up, he'll stop snoring. So don't tap him. Phoebe trying to get him to snore. Come on, do something. Tapping him at the microphone. Like, how about you let him fucking sleep and he'll keep snoring.
I was kind of trying to kill two birds with one stone.
Have we talked about how Dad LOLs in his sleep?
Nobody does snore.
Oh my God. He LOLs in his sleep.
He rattle and hums the whole house.
He does, but he LOLs in his sleep. And our dad like doesn't really like.
He doesn't really laugh. LOL in real life.
He does sometimes. Mostly makes himself LOL.
Wait, do his laugh.
I can't.
No, Lily does it perfect. He, you know, it's more of a breaching in.
That's it. He goes. He does that like one. He'll be like. You know? Yeah. And we got a picture of him. Mid.
Oh my God.
So funny.
And what kills, we're all impersonating this laugh in front of Gaga, his dad, and he goes, oh my God.
He knew exactly. But it's like kind of cute that's like always been dad when he's like laughing so hard. It has to be when he is like laughing so hard that he can't even, I can like see it in my face and he'll be like laughing.
It's normally when he's making fun of me.
Yeah.
Or when
mom.
He's made himself laugh.
Yeah, or he's laughing at mom, something mom did. I don't think I've ever made dad laugh. But I'm not really funny at home. That's not my job at home. My job at home is be perfect. My job at home is get good grades and help out. Spencer is walking around in a trench coat and Jason spies her from his perch, where he always is on his porch. And he says, out for an evening stroll. And my question is, why is anyone out for an evening stroll in Rosewood and Murder Town?
That's how I feel about
the murder capital of the United States of America.
That's how I feel about Mount Lebanon, PA right now.
Whoa.
Sorry, we're just in one of those towns.
There's one of those towns. Anything can happen here. Anything. Small town, big secrets. Small town, big drama. Big Little Lies.
I love that show.
Little fires everywhere.
The fact that those Big Little Lies, Little Fires Everywhere, Pretty Little Liars, Pretty Little Thing.
There's nothing better though than Reese Witherspoon going, "Yes, you are!" When her daughter's like, "I'm not perfect." Yes, you are!
If you weren't going to therapy, that what? Is you as a mom.
Okay, well, thanks for telling everyone I'm in therapy. No one knew. They can tell by everything about me that I'm very well adjusted and don't need it. Don't actually need a therapist. But I have a feeling I'll be bringing this up on Wednesday. You telling America.
Oh, you're not like other girls.
I'm not.
That's for sure.
Famously not like other girls because I have star quality. Ask me what it's like.
I don't need to. I also know.
Oh.
You saw me last night.
Yeah. Lots of people saw you last night. Let's take a quiz. Let's take a poll. Who thinks Phoebe has star quality? So basically Jason's like, I've gotten a ton of calls talking about how it's this person, even you, Spencer, but they're all lies and like whatever. So then Spencer starts walking back home and she passes Detective Wilden, who says something so weird. He goes, how far away is your parents' lake house? She's like, why? And he's like, just wondering, and drives off. So really, why?
But he doesn't wait for an answer. What do you mean, why?
Why?
He wants to know how long it would have taken them to get up there.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the question we should be asking is, you didn't get an answer. You just asked, and then Spencer said, why? And you said, just
he
wondering.
He can't really question her on the side of the road. Doesn't look great.
He doesn't really care about that.
It's not protocol. I know he doesn't. You're right. Then we have an A scene. Please go ahead.
A is again having like a fucking vodka tonic with lime. Gross. And I can't tell, like, are they in an airport bar?
I don't know, but A puts on a $50 bill.
They're in Montecito at the airport, I guess, getting ready to either fly back to Rosewood or they're getting there.
Oh yeah,
now.
So they must be at it.
And on the computer, we see A change Mona's visiting hour permission back to like people can visit her again. And we also see Mona's Vanderwall headshot.
Vanderwall headshot.
Mona's Radley headshot.
We also see Mona's Vanderwall headshot. Not sure what Vanderwall is. It's the private school she went to in Scotland where she majored in a cappella singing.
Okay, wait. Let's talk about a cappella singing.
Again, we've come full circle.
I said, why do people moment. Do that?
Boom, 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 boom. Zoom, 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 zoom.
I like how you just picked
zoom.
No, but you just picked a song that's not in it.
I know. But I was like feeling it. It might not be in that, but it's in my heart.
Did you ever do a cappella?
No.
Thank God. How embarrassing.
I did triple trio, which is, I guess, the closest thing, but it wasn't.
That felt different. And in high school, it's also a little bit different.
Well, Clyde was in like 3 a cappella groups.
Clyde doesn't listen.
There were the Trippin' Tones. Actually, he was listening to Mom's episode today for the second time. He sends me today a screenshot of him listening to it.
So I think what it is that he just can't stand my voice. So he's listening to the one episode where he doesn't have to hear me.
You know, he's watching Vanderpump. Oh. He saw the reunion trailer and so did Gibson. And they were like, I think I have to watch. Should I say this?
That's how I felt. Yeah. I haven't started catching up. But
you should just do the catch up guide. That's what they're doing. He's already on season 10.
The reunion really did. That made me want to start watching.
You should just do the catch up guide. Did I send it to you?
No,
I'll send it. It's easy. And then you can always go back and watch the whole thing if you want. But he started it like 3 days ago and he's on season 10. And the reunion isn't until next Wednesday. This Wednesday is the finale. And the reunion is three parts. So you literally have so much time.
Oh, wow.
And it's so, it's like the, it's so good. And he loves it. Clyde loves it. But he was like, I needed to hear Scandoval again from GA's perspective.
Right.
And I already heard it once, but I wasn't watching Vanderpump then. So right. Now he's listening again.
100%.
You really should. Oh my God, I would love that. And if anyone else is watching Vanderpump, please let me know because I...
Someone did ask us to talk about it.
It was Amber.
Oh, never mind.
Whoa. What are you looking at me like that for, crazy bitch? You crazy psycho bitch. All right, I'm going to read the synopsis for next week. The season 3, episode 5, title
is... Don't sing
is
it. Don't sing
a
it.
A girl is poison.
Holy shit. Now, do you remember in Glee when Mr. Shu sang that song?
Well, I was singing something else there.
What?
First, when I first saw the title, and it was just you and me, no mics, no hot mics on, I said, that girl is poison. I did that, which is what this is.
I hate
but
that song.
But then just now I'm going... That girl is poison.
Oh, weird.
That boy's a liar. Leah. Don't get it. Okay. Jenna's birthday party seems to be too good to be true. And Aria, Emily, Hannah, and Spencer think something might be up, especially when it turns out that Garrett is getting a pass out of jail to visit his ailing mother on the same night. That is fascinating.
Yeah.
And also fascinating, Moe's is back in the show.
What the fuck is Moe's wearing? We have a vest. We have a beanie. We have a low
ponytail sticking out of the bottom of the beanie. What season is it? Remember when you asked me that and I said three?
Yeah.
We're watching and like we see people dressed in very different outfits. And he goes, what season is it? And I said three. And she meant like weather.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Okay, guys, I need you to stop what you're doing right now. Take out your phone.
If you're driving, pull over.
If you're driving, pull over, take out your phone. And just open up whatever, Spotify, Apple, whatever you're listening to on our podcast. And share it with one person that you think would really like it.
Yeah.
Because I just want you to.
I will give you a kiss on the forehead if you do it.
Grody.
Oh, my God.
Grody.
Caroline wants me dead.
Vomitocious. Oh, my God. Ow. Not on the... Oh, my God. Ouch. It's right on my Adam's apple. It says vomitocious.
Wait.
I know I'm a girl. Where it would be if I had
no,
one.
Not just that.
Do girls even have Adam's apples?
Caroline does, I want y'all to know that every time she does this, she's a full body protection.
Even well, because it hurts. Because I put my whole body writhing in freaking pain. It's been a while since I've had one, and you know that. So actually, my pain tolerance isn't built up anymore. I used to be getting them every day, getting tattoos on me. And now I know I haven't been. So that was just, my neck.
But Caroline, my neck.
Am I bleeding?
Caroline literally was just on
it's
the couch.
To the touch.
On the
is it a rainbow ink? Oh my God, it's glow in the dark.
Oh my God, Cindy will be stoked.
Imagine if my neck tattoo was glow in the dark and it just said vomitocious. And like all the lights are off and I walk in the room and you just see in like, cursive.
You go to like a club and it's just
as I tend to do.
Oh my God. Next time you go to Zeno, you're gonna have to say, Cindy, get in the closet.
Cindy, get in the closet and check out my Adam's apple. This is vomitocious.
But I just want you guys to understand that as Caroline was trying to figure out where the tattoo was going.
Wait, you knew? You knew that's what I was doing?
Caroline was holding her knee. Well, then at one point she was holding her arm.
It's because the pain was coursing through my whole body. It was so intense. That pain was so intense that I felt it every bit of me.
Everything.
It felt it in my fingers, tips, and my toes, all the way to the end of my hair follicles. I felt it. And then I was like, I was like just patting myself and I was just like feeling for like fresh blood. And then I felt it on my Adam's apple.
Which Caroline doesn't have.
The boy's a liar. Anyway, okay. Whew, hope that's my last tattoo for a little bit, because that one was really painful. Right on my neck. God. Ouch, ouch. Anyway, so share our podcast with a friend. Go rate, review, please. When you guys review us, so like on Spotify, you can't review. You can just rate, which we love. On iTunes, two fucking shithead assholes gave us 1 star. And Phoebe and I think we need to petition for a rule that if you're going to leave a 1-star review,
you have to tell us
you
why.
You have to leave an actual fucking review and say why. Because otherwise, you're trolling and I know who you fucking are.
At least one.
Two. I have 2 enemies.
I think you probably have more
than two.
But
to offset those.
Wait.
To offset those reviews, we need you guys to go leave positive ones. And when we get them, like we just got one that was so nice. And somebody, whoever wrote it, I don't remember. I'm so sorry, I don't remember your name. But you said we were brilliant. And that was like.
And I've never been called that once in my life.
That was so.
Actually, famously, nice. My nickname around my house is Spicoli.
For like being the antithesis of brilliant.
For being an idiot.
Okay, you said it.
But you guys have said it.
I didn't make it up. Anyway, so just rate, review, follow, all that stuff. Please, please, please. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We got a new episode for you on Thursday. Hope you're not sick of us. And we love you so much.
Rock and roll. I have to go find a Band-Aid for Caroline and her Adam's apple.
Oh, we need a few. maybe we could get cool ones. Okay. maybe a neck brace. All right, guys. Love you so much. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on Thursday.
Splat.
The girl's poison.